A statement from Free Radio Berkeley from June 20th, 1998. Free Radio Berkeley, Berkeley's only low-power community radio station, has been shut down by the Federal Communications Commission. But the fight for free speech on the public airwaves continues. The FCC, ignoring its mission to regulate radio broadcasting in the public interest, has developed rules that effectively concentrate radio ownership in the hands of large corporations while leaving the public excluded. The National Free Radio Movement is challenging these FCC rules. As Robert Besney, professor at the University of Wisconsin at Madison, stated in his affidavit for Free Radio Berkeley's legal case, by failing to accommodate the creation and the use of new micro radio technologies that are simple and inexpensive to operate, the FCC has failed to meet its obligations to establish a licensing scheme that meets the public interest. This injunction, which represents the latest attempt by the FCC to dodge the core issue of free speech, is based on legal technicality. In fact, federal judge Claudia Wilkin in her June 16th order explicitly states that, quote, this ruling is not based on the merits of Free Radio Berkeley's criticism of the FCC's refusal to license micro-broadcasters, end quote. The government has failed to show, Judge Wilkin previously wrote, whether the FCC's complete prohibition of micro-radio is constitutional. Free Radio Berkeley was operating 24 hours a day with 100 volunteer community members on an unused frequency. The station's unlicensed broadcasts were an act of civil disobedience to effect a change in the FCC's rules so that Free Radio Berkeley and the hundreds of other micropower stations across the country could be legally licensed to broadcast. Until 1978, the FCC licensed stations operating at 100 watts or Class D stations. In that year, corporations successfully lobbied the FCC to eliminate Class D licenses, largely because they represented a threat to the monopoly that media corporations have continually enjoyed. Even today, the FCC licenses 10-watt translator stations. These micropower stations are used to rebroadcast a signal over large mountains and other obstructions to communities below. There is no technical difference between these translator stations and micropower stations. The only difference is that the licensed translators cannot originate programming. The FCC has never presented a reason why micropower stations should not be licensed. There is, however, a good reason why they should. It's called the First Amendment. Free Radio Berkeley and micropower stations across the nation continue their fight for legal access to the airwaves. For more information, contact Free Radio Berkeley at 510-594-8082, or stay tuned to www.freeradio.org. That's www.freeradio.org. And go see the movie Bullworth. This has been a community communication. Thanks.